Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I am the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Woman of Excellence, Shavela Davis. Today, Shavela will be talking about the power of music, and what can bring, and how music can bring people together or tear them apart. How are you today, Shavela? How are you doing?
I'm great, Roberta. How are you?
I'm well, and I wanted to hear about this topic because of the whole new thing that's going on with Bobby Christina. This is a really interesting topic to talk during this time that was what's happening with her. So I'm really interested in hearing about your topic today.
Oh, well, yes. I picked the topic because I've always loved music, all different types of genres, everything. So, and anybody that knows me, they always make a joke. Like, I'm just like a walking music encyclopedia. Like, I know so many, like, random things about music. But also, I feel like there's so many songs or people or artists that have brought people of different races, colors together through song, and music can be very powerful. And like I said, I'm just a lover of music. It is very sad about Bobby Christina, and today marks the 3rd year that Whitney Houston died, the anniversary of her death. That actually is today. So, I mean, you know, ever since Bobby Christina, the whole situation with her being in the hospital and everything, it's been so many rumors, so it's like you really don't know what the truth is. But I personally believe when I first heard the news that she tried to take her own life, that was my personal opinion. Now they're saying it's a investigation, and that her boyfriend slash husband slash nobody knows who he is being charged. So that's very, you know, it's a sad situation. You know, it's definitely something to pray about because, it's, you know, it's just sad. She's so young. She's only 21, you know.
Yes, and the thing was, is like, I don't know why, but all of a sudden, I think it was about a week ago or so, I was looking up something and her name popped up, and, you know, I usually don't read things like that, but it was just, you know, because it's Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, and started reading about it, my heart just went out to her family, you know, like Bobby Brown, my God, like what he has to be feeling right now from what she went through several, you know, years ago with Whitney, and now all of a sudden it's the same exact thing's happening with his daughter. That's got to be terrible to go through that, you know?
I was talking to my friend. I'm sorry. I was talking to my friend, and I was saying to her, like, you know, it's really sad because one thing, you know, people are praying. It's just like, but I hope that, you know, he stays sober because, you know, this is a lot to go through, and things are triggered for certain people for drugs, you know, and he's in recovery, and he has been for a couple years, so I hope that, you know, he just stays on the straight and narrow path.
I agree, amen. I was going to ask you, do you have any suggestions because of, you know, us both with our social worker mentality, do you have any suggestions for people that possibly could maybe be experiencing a similar thing, like either like losing a loved one through a situation like this, or even, you know, maybe they feel worthless or, you know, like there's so many different ways you could look at the situation because we weren't there. We have no clue what happened, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, the what ifs of you have to try to figure out, you know, what did happen in the situation. But, I mean, do you have any advice to give for somebody that maybe went through a situation like this?
It's very important to have the right support and people around you, no matter what, because everybody's different when tragedy strikes. Like myself, I'm a person that kind of withdraws from people. like, I don't really want to talk and things like that. So everybody's different. But still, you need to know that even though I withdraw or, you know, during times like that, I still need to know that there is somebody I can call and I can talk to and that's going to be there. Sometimes when people pass away or things like tragedies happen, you don't know what to say, but your presence, being there and letting the person know that there's, if there's anything you need, I can help you, you know, and when it's just about having that support around you, because it could be life or death situation if you don't, you know, have the right positive support around you.
I agree. And the other thing is, too, that I think a lot of people forget about is a lot of people want to be there with you right whenever somebody passes away, but they don't think the long term because, you know, people don't need the help and the time, even long term after someone passes away. You think that they're okay and, you know, sometimes people don't want you to see the mask that they take off when they're behind closed doors and really they're hurting, you know. And,
right.
I was going to say, I have a really good idea I was going to mention to you because I know that you would be able to bring some powerful thought to this. How do you feel about music that actually tears people apart? Like some of the music, just the language that's used or, you know, the negative things that are said in music. What do you say about things like that? Because, you know, so many with our youth, you know, they listen to the music and sometimes, you know, they, you know, you hear those words. And I mean, I remember when I was young, I listened to stuff too. And, you know, you kind of grow out of it. But I mean, realistically, our music is a little bit more, what do you want to say, deeper, brutal compared to when we were younger, you know, like it's,
exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the first thing is the problem is that people put those stars up on pedestals like they're mentors and they're, you know, they're idols to follow, and that's the wrong thing to do for one, because just like the music, when you hear she's a hoe, she's a, you know, B-I-T-C-H all day, shake that, da 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 da, that's what you're going to start thinking women are, you know, to do if you don't have the positive role models around you to say, you know, no, women do not act like that, and all women do not act like that, you know, and that's something that I try to do in daily in my life. I work with youth, young boys that, you know, they listen to certain songs and, you know, and if they're talking about a woman, yeah, that B-I-T-C-H, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, hold up, cut the language, you know, and I always do that. We're to the point where they'll stop themselves, like, ooh, I'm sorry, Ms. Shavela, you know, because it's like if you don't teach, you know, some people don't know any better, you know, and you have to show. Sometimes they all they know is a certain type of stereotype of a person, you know, and they need to see that all women are not like that. All women don't have, you know, 8 children and, you know, and not working and shaking their butt all day. That's not true because I'm not one of them. So you see me and you see how I treat you. I'm not a B-I-T-C-H. So you get to thinking, well, maybe no, maybe women aren't all like that, you know, and it's those songs that are like that, they just have a negative, you know, just degradation of women, among other things. You know, there's things that they talk about of other people too, but it's just like if you don't have anybody to tell you that there's things in the world that's different and that's all you see, that's all you're going to know. So that's definitely, I think, the one big thing about music, a lot of music that I call, like, you know, negative or whatever, is like the degradation of women. That's the one thing that it's like constant across the board. It's just like calling women out their name, you know, and it's just like, it's just disrespectful. You know, I don't even listen to the radio. I don't even know who, you know, certain people are on the radio nowadays because it's like everybody sounds the same, all the songs sound the same, all the beats sound the same, and it's like that's all that they're talking about, that, drugs, whatever, you know. So I don't even listen to it. You know, I can't do it. So, but yeah, it's very important to know that everyone's not like that. All women are not like that. Very important to know that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question that and I know you'll be honest about it. That's why I'm going to ask you. That's why I like talking to you, because you're very straightforward. And Okay. So can you explain being a Black American? Why do people feel that they need to use the N-word in the music or, like, even in talking street? Why do they do that? Like, can you explain a little bit, like, why is that being used in music? And I don't understand. If they find it offensive, why do they say it?
And I understand that. I understand where you're coming from. Okay, for one, it's a slang word, and it came from taking the word N-I-G-G-E-R back and making it a slang word as in N-I-G-G-A. And most people feel like those are two different meanings. They have two different meanings. So I've been where places, like I said, I've worked with youth for a long time. I've been places where there's nobody Black in sight, and they're calling each other N-I-G-G-A. So it became a term of, you know, endearment to some people. So it's not, you know, there's some Black people that don't use it, like myself. I don't. I don't use the word. I don't really like to hear it, but everybody's different. Some people do, and they don't look at it as the N-I-G-G-E-R negative connotation word. You know, it's to some people, like I said, it's just like, hey, what's up, my dude, what's up? It's the same thing. Hey, dude, what's up, or whatnot, but they just use the word, the slang word, N-I-G-G-A. And that's basically the gist of it.
So someone like me that's a white American, if I hear the A word and the N-A word in a song, am I supposed to say, oh, like, just so I know, because I don't know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that probably think the same thing. If you hear that, is it like, oh, that's a bad song? Or is it like, okay, that's okay, because that's just kind of the way that the culture, like, we've grown, and that's just more normal. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when you hear that, it's like, oh, that's not good. Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to know, could you clarify that? So if you hear it, the N-A song, are the N-A songs okay, or is it just as bad? Do you know how, like, they use it in the words in the song?
Right. It just depends on your perception. If I hear it and I hear N-I-G-G-A, I know that that's slang. I know that that's like, hey, what's up, my homie? So that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad word. But you coming from, you know, being a Caucasian and hearing that, it's just because of where it comes from, you're going to feel like, ooh, that's not cool. That's not cool to say even with an A on it, you know. So that's your perception, and, you know, coming from your perspective of the word. That doesn't necessarily mean that the song is a bad song. Because, like I said, going back to it being slang, you know, just like me saying, it's, you know, the word, the proper word is sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, but sometimes I say, you know, some people say sister with an A on it, and it's just slang. You know, but that's a more of a positive word, but it's just trying to show you the example. But no, I don't think it's a bad song. I don't think it would be a bad song just because they say N-I-G-G-A. Shoot, if that was the case, then hardly anything wouldn't be played on the radio, because I think that's in a lot of majority of the songs, you know. So, I mean, but of course, you know, then also there's some people that, if someone of a different race says N-I-G-G-A or E-R, it doesn't matter. They're like, no, you can't say that, period. You know, so it just depends on how the person is. You know, some people are like, if you're white or any other color, if you're saying N-I-G-G-A, you might run up on a rough for the heels. But it just depends on, you know, who they are.
Okay, so here's my next question. Do you feel that all music, like some of it, do you think that it could, you know, how, like, some music inspires people, but do you think that some music could actually cause more depression or anger? I mean, like, you know how you hear, like, I'm not talking about the heavy metal music. I'm not talking about, you know, how is the hard heavy metal musical I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the words. That's what I'm meaning. Like, do you think that there are words that could actually make people depressed instead of, you know, like, sometimes people are like, this song really inspires me or gets me moving, but it's, like, a terrible, the words and the lyrics are just so horrible. It's like they're so negative, and I just try to understand how that can make someone feel positive. But thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I just think that certain songs can make someone depressed, or and songs are dated as well. Like, when I say dated, I mean you can be driving and a song comes on the radio, it brings back a memory, and it can make you instantly, you know, depressed, sad, happy. It really, you know, it could vary, but it can affect positively and negatively. And, you know, just certain, sometimes if you're going through, like a love song, if you're going, it can have beautiful words, but if you're going through a breakup or whatever, it can make you cry, and it can make you feel sad because of how you're already feeling. You know what I mean? So it can touch on how you're already feeling. So, but like I said, that's the whole point of the discussion. Music is very powerful. It really is. It really is, because, you know, there's some songs that if you want to go work out, get you pumped up to go work out, get your mind right, you know, to go work out and things like that. So it's just, music's powerful, where it can just change your emotion. It just can move people to positive things, unite people, you know, things like that.
I agree completely. I agree. What's your favorite like years of music? Like, what's your favorite?
Favorite,
like,
years 80s, of music?
Like the 80s, the 70s, ooh, 60s?
Ooh, that's a hard question. It's a hard question because I love music so much. But in terms of the lyrics and real musicianship and real singing, I would have to say, like, oldies, like 70s. 60s and 80s. 80s is kind of like, 80s to 90s is kind of like where it just kind of fell off, where people are a lot like really singing good, like, you know, live. They can't really sing and they started being studio singers, things like that. But yeah, because it just, when you hear those oldies, it's like the content, it's like they really love, you know, their love songs were love songs. You know, they weren't just about sexual, they were love songs, you know?
Ah, yeah. So what would you say is your favorite, what would you say was your favorite band or group?
Well, I don't really have a favorite band. My favorite all-time top-of-the-world entertainer is Michael Jackson. That is my favorite. There's nobody in my book that I could just, that is the man right there to me. That is,
I like Michael Jackson. He will always be the king of pop, no matter what.
Yeah, and then going back to music being powerful, look how many people he united all over the world, you know? And it's just like, that's power. That's powerful. That's very powerful to bring people together through music. But, yeah, he's my favorite.
You got that right. Okay, yes. So I can't, let's see, I can't answer, I'm going to try to see if I can answer this, but are you ready? I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
What month was Michael Jackson born? June, September, July, or August?
He was born in August.
He was born in August. Okay, let's. Yes, he was born August 29th, 1958.
58.
Yes. Okay. Before joining Motown, Michael and his brothers were signed with which of the following record labels? Oh, boy, I can't even pronounce this one. Gemini, Steeltown, Shenandoah, I can't pronounce it, and then Stax.
Steel, I think it was Steeltown, or what did you say, Steeltown?
Steeltown?
Steeltown, I think so, because I think that was like a Chicago-based, Chicago area, or because they would go to Chicago a lot because they're from Gary, Indiana. So it was around in that area.
Okay, let's see. Founded by Gordon Keith of Jackson's hometown of Gary, Indiana, Steeltown Records was the first label the group signed with in 1967. Okay.
All right.
So, what was the title of the group's first album released from the Motown label? Motown introduces Jackson 5, the Jackson 5. ABC or Diana Ross presents the Jackson 5.
I believe it was ABC.
No, it was Diana Ross presents the Jackson 5. It was the first album in 1969 that the brothers released from the Motown
label.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I should have said that because she presented them. She didn't really discover them, but she presented them on, what's the guy's name? Hollywood Palace. I can't think of his name. But that was their first. She introduced them, so, like, she discovered them, but that's a whole other story.
Okay, the Jackson 5 burst onto the musical scene like a nuclear explosion as their first four singles shot all the way to number one in both the U.S. and Billboard Pop and R&B charts. Which of these songs ended their incredible streak by just missing out on the top slot and coming number two? Little Bitty Pretty One, Sugar Daddy, Maybe Tomorrow, or Mama's Pearl?
Oh, that's a good question. Ooh, okay. You said which one ended their reign with the four top singles?
Yes, it already went to the next page, so I can't go back.
Oh,
it already
I'm
sorry. No. I'm just having fun. Mama's Pearl is the answer. After topping the charts with their first four releases, the Jackson 5 had their consecutive number one.
You told me the answer. I was going to say Mama's Pearl, but I needed to know what the question was again. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, so here's the next one. The Jackson Brothers landed their own cartoon on ABC in which year? 1975, 1969, 1967, or 1971?
Ooh, I'm going to go I'm going between 71, 75. I think 75. I don't know if I'm right.
Wrong. It was 1971. The Jackson 5 cartoon debuted on ABC.
I should have said it.
On September 11th, 1971, with an episode entitled It All Started With. The show ran for two seasons and produced 23 episodes.
I should have said 71.
So in 1972, Michael appeared on which one of the following game shows? Name That Theater, The Dating Game, Hollywood Squares, or What's My Line?
I know this answer because I've seen the video. It's The Dating Game.
Oh, did he go on a date? Yes, it is. Hosted by Jim Lang in 1965 to 73 on ABC, The Dating Game was grandfathered to the 1980s syndicated game show Love Connection. The premise was that a single guy or gal would ask questions to three members of the opposite sex behind a partition based on those answers, and he picked one. In 1972, a 14-year-old Michael Jackson made his appearance on the show. After asking a lot of questions, Michael chose contestant number one, LaTanya Simmons, to go on a date with him, which was a trip to New York to see the Jackson 5 in concert. Ready for the next question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
In 1976, the Jackson family hosted their own variety show entitled The Jacksons. Every sibling appeared on the show except Michael. True or false?
Everyone appeared on the show but Michael, is that what it said?
Yes. True or false?
That's false.
That's false. You are correct.
I was going to say, you know, without Michael.
Replacing it from CBS for 4 weeks from June to July. Yes, he was on that. So let's see what the next question is. Okay. What was the name of Michael's first solo album? Off the Wall, Got to Be There, From Michael with Love, or Forever Michael?
Wait a minute. What was his first solo album? He did one when he was a kid with Ben on it. Oh, shoot. Can you read them again? I'm sorry.
Off the Wall, Got to Be There, From Michael with Love, or Forever Michael?
Ooh, shoot. I can see the cover of that album, too. And I don't, oh, my goodness. I know it's not Off the Wall because that came out in 79. That's not it. Got to be there. I'm gonna go with Got to Be There.
Very good. In 1972, Motown released Got to Be There, which was Michael's first solo album. Very good. Okay, the next question is, excluding greatest hits and other complications, how many albums did Michael release as a solo artist before Off the Wall? 1, 3, 2, or 4?
Before Off the Wall? I think one. I don't think he had another one before Off the Wall.
Wrong. It is 4. Michael released 4 previous albums before teaming with Quincy Jones on the hugely successful Off the Wall. They were Got to Be There in 72, Ben in 72, Music and Me in 73, and Forever Michael in 75.
Ooh, you got some good questions, because I remember Ben and all of that, but, you know, I wasn't alive during that time, so we're going off my memory, and
it's okay.
It's a little rusty, Michael, so.
It's all right. Michael Jackson's very first solo number one hit single on the U.S. Top 40 Billboard chart was Ben, which was released in 72. What was the title of his second solo number one hit single? Rock With You, I Want to Be Where You Are, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, or Rockin' Robin?
Oh, geez. Number one. His second number one? Is that what it's asking?
It already went to the next page, so I can't go back and look.
Oh, shoot. You're giving me ones. I got to really think on these, because you're doing good questions. I think you said the second number one single, and Rock and Robin was with. That was all of them. I can't remember all four of them. So. I think maybe Rockin' Robin, maybe. I don't know. Because I know we had another.
Wrong. It's wrong. It's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Teaming with Quincy Jones on the dynamic Off the Wall album, Michael achieved his second number one solo hit single in 79, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and the song stayed number one for only a week on the U.S. Billboard pop chart and 5 weeks on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart.
I couldn't remember all the – that's what I was trying to think, and I couldn't remember all the words, but that's actually my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Well, on that note, we have a minute left. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we end our show today?
Just talking about music. Music just influences people. And, you know, I love it. I always have, always will. And I just hope everything works out with Bobby Christina and everything. You know, that's just so sad or whatnot.
Amen.
I'm going to continue to pray for her.
Amen. My prayers go out to her, too. And thank you for coming on today, Shabela. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Shabela Davis. If you have a topic you'd like to Shabela to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio or join us at Twitter at Motivation for You, or you can email Shabela at cdavis@msintegritybeauty.com. Or please feel free to join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. Until next time, be a world changer.